slowdown would lead to a big pullback in spending. Again, the Dow's up 43 points. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Serious Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, in a one-room Amish schoolhouse.
There are a number of dead, a number of injured. The exact number we do not know yet. And the shooter is not at large, I can say that.
Pennsylvania State Police Corporal Ralph Streetberg says the gunman walked into the schoolhouse this morning.
There had been a hostage situation, which has now been resolved.
Streetberg says the shooter was among the dead people. In traditional Amish clothing can be seen around the schoolhouse. At least two ambulances left the scene, and at least one person was taken away by helicopter. In North Las Vegas, Nevada today, two schools were in lockdown. Police spokesman Tim Bedwell says a teenager with a gun tried to get into the high school.
They entered into a foot pursuit with him, chased him into a neighborhood surrounding the school. During that time, they recovered a weapon that it looks like he tried to hide while he was running from them.
No students were hurt. Police say it appears the teenager did not threaten anyone. He is not a student. Eric Hainstock is due in court in Wisconsin later today. The 15-year-old is being charged as an adult with the shooting death of his high school principal Friday. Former Congressman Mark Foley is admitting he needs help. Foley resigned a few days ago because of questions about some emails sent to congressional pages. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Foley's lawyer says the Florida Republican has checked into an alcohol rehab facility, confirming a statement in which Foley said he strongly believes he's an alcoholic and needs help with behavioral problems. Foley says he deeply regrets and takes full responsibility for the harm he's caused. The FBI is investigating whether he broke federal law by sending inappropriate emails to teenage congressional pages.
Florida Republican leaders are meeting today to choose a replacement for Foley on the November ballot. Wall Street, the Dow is still about 7 points away from the record high. This is AP Radio News. Bob Woodward and the White House are at odds over whether President Bush is in denial about the Iraq War. In Woodward's new book, he says Bush has tried to cover up some of the facts. Press Secretary Tony Snow disagrees.
This is a president who deeply cares about the forces. Anybody who's ever seen him in front of armed forces, whether it's here or in the theater of war, knows that he understands personally, in his heart, how difficult it is and the sacrifices these men and women are making.
Snow was on NBC's Today Show along with Bob Woodward, who says Bush did not tell the truth about the level of violence in Iraq. Woodward's new book is called State of Denial. Josh Graves has died. He was the Nashville performer who mastered the dobro. He joined Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs in the 50s to form Foggy Mountain Boys. The dobro is like a guitar, except it has a metal resonator plate behind the strings. Josh Graves died in Nashville. He was 79. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-390-0422. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-390-0422. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-390-0422. 1-800-390-0422.
Travelocity presents the Gigantenormous Sale.
Holiday, here I come.
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing.
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing.
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah.
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
J.R. Beck. Again, even more exciting news from my friends at SciCap Industries, creators of Sinus Buster. On the web at sinusbuster.com, almost instant relief from migraines, sinusitis, cluster headaches. We can now help you stop smoking and lose weight. How? The power of the pepper makes it possible. You'll find these two new Sinus Buster formulas at better stores nationwide and online at sinusbuster.com.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Once I built a railroad, build a railroad. Now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I build a tower to the sun, brick and rivet in line. I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell. Million boots went slugging through hell. I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, I'm your pal, brother. Can you spare a dime?
What? That is so good. I could just listen. In fact, there are times I do listen to that over and over and over again. I love it. George Michael. All right, so, George. When you get stoned, George, which is obviously every night, every day, all the time, can't you take a cab? That was Garrett's idea. Have a driver. Send a servant out to get you the food. He was just picked up for the third time in, I don't know how long. First of all, he's going to kill himself or somebody else. That's what's stupid. I don't, you know, people are going, oh, he's self-destructing. He's smoking dope all the time. Who cares? Listen to him sing. Read the reviews of his shows. Listen to his music. Smoking dope is having only the finest effect on his career. But you can't just get into a car when they keep finding him passed out. Isn't there somebody who can say to George, stay out of the car? You know, I have been surrounded my whole life by drunks, by drug addicts. I never heard of a person who smoked dope and their compulsion is to drive. Go to the store first and get the chips and everything. The only reason I could think he's driving is to go have sex in the bushes. You can't send a servant or, you know, get a delivery. Why doesn't he call prostitutes? This guy has all the money in the world. I don't understand. So they arrested him. They took him to the hospital. They checked him out. But I don't want to see his life ruined because he kills somebody. Or because he kills himself in some horrible accident, which he seems to be looking for. And when you listen to him, the guy doesn't sound messed up. He doesn't sound like some self-destructive, you know, maniac or anything. He's together. He's doing his first tour. It's obviously fabulous. He's happy with Kenny. Kenny went out and got him a McDonald's. He said everything was okay. What is with him? This is very upsetting to me. I mean, I guess you have to say it's self-destructive, but it's really, I think the third time. What sign is he? Oh, Jesus. All right, so I notice all the Jews are working today. Are we all going to be struck dead? Within the next year, this is the day, this is Yom Kippur, which I always called Yom Kippur, right? But all the goyim make sure to say Yom Kippur. Why are there holes in the ceiling here? They're like two. Oh, God, what goes on in this animal house here? It is the Day of Atonement for the Jews. It is the most holy of the holy days in the Jewish calendar. Okay? God, what are all the people in New York doing? The women who have to wear their fur coats to shul, to show them off. It's a little warm for that today. Thank God tomorrow it's going to be 80. But they're all schwitzing in the furs at the shul. Unless they're all politically correct and you don't wear fur anymore. That was always the big thing, you know. Oh, God, it's in September or October and it can be warm, but they're all wearing their fur coats to the synagogue. So I noticed that Alex worked. I'm working. Drudge worked last night. Al Franken is working. Neil Rogers is working down in Florida. So that's five Jews already. Is Randy going to show up today, I wonder? Randy Rhodes? Sam Cedar took off. Sam took off, but Sam, I think, is Orthodox. Sam Cedar is like a big Jew. You know, the rest of us, we're like little Jews. Sam Cedar is like a Jew. So he took off. It'll be interesting to see if Randy is there. Well, I certainly was on the cutting edge Friday, wasn't I? Foley did, well, Garrett's looking at me because he didn't know, because Garrett was at the Next Fest, and I said, what's next? And he said it sucked. That it was, you'd have to know the Javits Center. Most shows at the Javits Center are on two floors, and you walk in at least two, and it's like, oh my God, how am I ever going to see everything? With me, it's how am I ever going to see everything before my feet give out, you know? You want to see everything, but you know your feet are going to hurt after a while. And this was, what, one quarter or one half of one floor? One quarter? Hardly worth of the small floor. Yeah, there's a small floor and a big floor. I'm actually stopped. When I didn't work 5 days a week, I used to go to everything there. Because you just show a press pass, and you never had to pay. And my father taught me many, many years ago that you go to those computer shows, it's not so good now. My father was like on the cutting edge of computers. You came home with mouse pads, hats, shirts, bags. You just came home with shitloads of stuff from those computer shows. And even when I started going, you know, you still could bring home some stuff, but nothing like, now I'm sure my father, you know, being a man, he probably didn't even bring home all the stuff he could have brought home. You know, women are much more into grabbing stuff. But I still have bags I got, I have shirts. Talk about gift bags. Fabulous. And then there's the best show, the fancy food show. Oh my God. Oh, my God. It'll be nice when they build a subway stop over there, I must say. That'll be, what, in about 40 years? The city of New York is so fabulous. They're extending. Everybody knows. You all know the Times Square subway, right? The center of Manhattan. So that's like 8th Avenue. Yeah, the E train is 8th Avenue. Now, on... Where is the Javits? It's 12th Avenue. So you'd say four blocks, but it isn't four blocks because it's four huge, long blocks. So it's at least eight blocks where they have all these big shows. And you have to get off the subway and take a bus. Or you have to walk. And, of course, you don't want to be walking eight blocks when... You reach your destination, you're going to spend hours walking around. So it's very inconvenient. Well, I guess you can take a cab, but I have an obsession. You know, for all the money I'll waste, I just, to me, taking a cab is like God should strike you dead on the spot. I don't know why, but to me, it's like if you can't take public transportation or walk, you know, unless it's an emergency. So it's at least eight blocks. So finally, after, what, 20 years, they're going to extend one of the subways over to where they have all these shows. You know, these, trade shows. And they are going to build one subway stop. One stop from 42nd Street and 7th Avenue, I guess, or 8th Avenue, over to 12th Avenue. And do you know what that's going to cost? Did you say you didn't see that Friday? $2.1 billion. But of course, it won't cost anything because they'll never do it. That's the kind of thing, you know, that they say they're going to do it. And, you know, we'll be having the October surprise. And the world will come to an end, and that'll be... Oh, the day, by the way, get ready. What's the day? The 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Friday's the day. I read some crazy website you know, one of these nutso websites. And there, remember the thing with the puts on the airlines on September 11th? There were all these puts which are selling short because they knew they were going to go down. And after September 11, 2001, they looked and there were this really unusual number of puts on the airline stocks, particularly American Airlines and whatever the other airline was that they hijacked, if they did, you know, whatever. And nobody ever found out, like, why there were all these puts on them. Could have been a coincidence, you know, it really could have been. That, you know, people just happened to say, yeah, frankly, in 2001, you could pretty much figure the airlines weren't doing well. Apparently, all kinds of things have all these puts on them, somehow connected to October the 6th, which is Friday. So, I don't know, is that like too early for the October? I would think the perfect time for the October surprise would be around the 15th. Somewhere between the 15th and the 20th. Depending on what the surprise is. But that's the fun of a surprise! You never know. All I want, I'm getting into this every time I'm getting ready to go away. I get an anxiety attack. Now, of course, I have an anxiety attack all the time. But it's specific forms of anxiety. So 3 weeks from this past Saturday, I'm going away. 3 weeks from today, at this time, which in Arizona will be 10, hopefully by then I will be at the Indian Casino. Isn't that awful that I plan? I'm such a Virgo. Because you go away and you have like 6 days. You have to say, all right. Now, I only work till 10 o'clock Sunday night in Arizona. So that means you still can get up early. So Monday I should go to the casino. And then Tuesday I'll go to the mall. And then Wednesday I'll go to the casino again. And then depending on what happens, you know, depending on how many millions of dollars I maybe I'll go to the casino Thursday. And then you have to block out in the middle of the day, like 2:30, 3 o'clock, right before nap time. You have to block out sitting by the pool. And this is, I'll tell you, it's just like when I went in April to Arizona. The range in temperature is so fantastic. That's why I was so surprised that in the summer in Arizona, it's like 100 during the day and like 85 at night. October, look up Scottsdale, Arizona. The average temperature is around 85 during the day and 55 at night. That's the desert. But it doesn't work in the summer. You know, when it's 100, you'd think it should go down to 70, but it doesn't. So I get in this panic, and it always is, what if I get sick? You say, how often do you get sick? It would be just my luck to get sick when I'm supposed to go away. So today, because you're already reading articles about the flu vaccine, I walk over to, we actually have one of those drugstores with the clinic in it. What a godsend. Except nobody knows it's there because I go upstairs to see if they have the flu vaccine yet. Because I wouldn't mind. I like, you know, the earlier you get a flu shot, you just get it and it's over with. But the articles are coming out already. I have one. I left one up on my website. You know what? You know what? Remember last year when they said there's plenty of vaccine? And then they couldn't get it anywhere. They said, no, oh, we're like swimming in it. We just can't manage to distribute it. Guess what's happening again this year? They're saying again, there is more vaccine than there was last year. And already in Florida, they're canceling clinics because they're not getting it. The doctors are already complaining. I ordered the vaccine and I only got 10% of what I ordered. and these stores that run the clinics, you know, where you can just go, they're canceling them for the first 2 weeks in October already. Because we have the Bush administration that can't do anything. The simplest thing. They can produce more flu vaccine every year, but they can't. I guess we'll all have to go to a flu vaccine factory. So I go in. Now the thing wrong with this clinic and a drugstore, to me, frankly, is that it is in the middle of Manhattan. It is on 50th Street and Broadway. Everybody knows what that means. That's like the middle of Manhattan. And it is 10 minutes after 12 in the afternoon when people are, you know, lunch hour. Guess how many people they have working there? Guess. One. One. So she finally noticed me. She was talking to like some guy. He was having some trouble with his eye, with his contact. And I said, yeah, flu vaccine? Yeah, she says November. So here we go again. You're not supposed to have to wait till November for a flu shot. When we had like a real president and everything, I always had it by like the 15th or 20th of October. You had your flu shot. It was all over. That was it. You got your flu shot. Maybe I'll get it in Arizona. Because for some reason, the Marriott, where I stayed, when you're walking down to the middle of Scottsdale, there's five hospitals. It's just Hospital Row. It's just there's the hotel and the Denny's. And then there's like three blocks of hospitals. You know, and then you start getting into the restaurants and stuff. Very strange. So maybe I could just walk into one of those hospitals and say, hey, can I have a flu shot? If you give people $50, they'll give you any. Very peculiar to me. So I'm getting into this. What if I get sick? What if I get the flu? What if I die? What is the October surprise? Why are the puts for this Friday? Why does everybody have a put for this Friday? God only knows. So I'm like in total anxiety. Just absolutely total anxiety for 3 weeks. So you're going to have to put up with it. You don't have to put up with it. All right. We will get to the fact that the end of the world has arrived. Because I agreed with about 90% of what Rush said at the beginning of his show today. Because all I can say is, if I lived in Florida, I'd vote for Mark Foley because they can't get his name off the ballot. They're going to have a different candidate, but they can't get... I'd vote for him. This is a disgrace. If this is how the Democrats think we're going to get the House back, we don't deserve it. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left. Oh, now you're all pissed off. Sirius Left 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146. Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett can't stand the guy in the White House, and he'll tell you so. Mornings at 9 East, 6 West. Tom Hartman takes back America at noon East, 9 a.m. West. And look out, it's Lynn Samuels at 1 East, 10 a.m. West. Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146.
Cardiac surgery is undergoing not so much an evolution as it is a revolution. Things that we thought impossible 10 years ago, we now do on a routine basis.
Academic medical centers try to bring the research forward and put it into practical use.
From surgical robots to new three-dimensional visualization systems to lasers to try to minimize the impact that these operations have on patients.
The physicians of New York Presbyterian Hospital.
Today in the laboratory, in one room, we're doing a complex angioplasty using a special technique to cool the kidneys. In the next room, they were fixing a hole in the heart without surgery.
Some of my colleagues are working on different ways of trying to maybe make new heart muscle grow inside the heart.
New York Presbyterian, the University Hospital of Columbia and Cornell. Call 877-NYP-WELL or visit NYP.org.
I'm not exaggerating when I say, if it's available anywhere in the world, we've got it.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
Mikey, the poor Katrina survivor who drove his FEMA trailer to Washington on a hope and a dream. Yeah, I knew there was something suspicious. He needed to be able to afford the gas money to get up to Washington, just on the hope the president would meet with him. And it turns out, the president always has time for very successful Republican businessmen who've run for office.
The Stephanie Miller Show, 9 p.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, by the way, before we get into Mark Foley and this disgrace of what is going on, let me just say, find me the child involved. Find me a child. 16-year-old boy is not a child. Anyway, I rented over the weekend. I'm not sure. It's probably coming out tomorrow, you know, because my flaky little video store that puts everything out early. The notorious Betty Page is just marvelous. Men will like it because they actually have full frontal nudity, topple and bottomal. You actually see pubic hair, you see pussy. And it's such a weird movie. Betty Page was in the, now I can't remember, 50s, I guess. She was a pinup girl. And you realize how not all that long ago, you know, from my way of thinking anyway, how innocent things were. You know, that's because there was no internet, because of course there was never pornography, or, you know, there was never anything bad on earth until the internet was invented. And she started, you know, they posed in like underwear and stuff. And then she started doing like special little jobs with some S&M and stuff, and more nudity. But the whole thing was just so sort of nice and innocent, and, you know, she was kind of a free spirit. Then she finds Jesus, and there's really more to the, you know, like, I did, the Jesus thing kind of threw me off at the end, but it's just a very well-acted, very well-directed, and it was written and directed by the woman who made I Shot Andy Warhol. So this was a movie that, although I remember when this movie opened, The Notorious Betty Page, it got tremendous publicity. Everybody was writing about it. And yet, it's being a little independent movie. It was the kind of movie that was never going to make any money. Nobody was ever going to go see it. Lily Taylor is in it. And to me, you can't go wrong. If Lily Taylor is in something, oh, God, I miss 6 Feet Under. I miss 6 Feet Under so much. I don't care. Rachel Griffiths is in a new show. And I was on a train the other day with, I know Alex had him, what's his name, Michael C. Hall. You know, the gay brother on 6 Feet Under. He is so good looking. Was he that good looking? I was on a subway. The whole subway was just pictures promoting Dexter, his new show. He is so gorgeous, you could drop dead. You could die. And they're making him look very good. He's gay, isn't he? Is he gay, Garrett? Did he strike you as being really gay? When he's made up on this to look really butch with the, you know, that 3-day growth of beard thing, that I don't know how people do that. He looks more gay as this. He's not a serial killer, he's a CSI. He looks more gay that way than he looked when he was gay. So I started thinking, maybe he's really gay. Anyway, Lily Taylor, though, annoyed me on 6 Feet Under. Anyway, this, the notorious Betty Page, it's a quirky little movie. And Gretchen Mol, who never got anywhere, she was on that famous cover of Vanity Fair of all the up-and-coming young movie stars, or I think female movie stars, and she, like, never went anywhere. Nothing. Where was her career? And yet she was very good in this. So if you like quirky little movies, it's probably more of, even though there is some pussy in it, you know, there's, it's more like a girl movie, frankly, I think, than a boy movie. But it was, and the interesting thing, of course, is they have a few scenes of the hearings. The, I think it was the Kefauver hearings into pornography. And you're sitting there reading all this Mark Foley crap. And, you know, that is one of the worst things about getting old, is where everything old is new again. You know, it was, oh, God, the comic books were ruining everybody. And the rock and roll, oh, God, if you could see Elvis from the waist down, America was going to end. Remember that? But there's always an underlying thing going on, by the way. Why was the big move against rock and roll? Why? Was it Elvis swiveling his hips? No, no. What was the underlying thing where they all thought rock and roll was going to ruin America? It was because it brought blacks and whites together. It was race. It was all about race. Because, in fact, do you know that when they first started playing, I guess, blues, but blues being the precursor to rock and roll, you know what that was called? Blatantly, openly. Race music. That's what it was called. So there was that underlying thing, and then you have this Mark Foley thing, where I'm telling you the world is ending, because I was listening to Rush, you know, for his first 20 minutes, and I'm saying you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Absolutely 100% totally right. He didn't go as far as I'm going to go. But of course, I was talking about this Friday. It was so weird. I was talking about Dateline and The Entrapment. See, if you miss my show one day, you just turn the radio on in the morning and you can hear it on the day after. The Entrapment on Dateline and Mark Foley. That's how I ended Friday. And then I went, because there hasn't been a movie to go see for what seems like a year. The last good movie was The Illusionist. I bet that Departed is going to be so jammed. I bet there's an entire world of people who haven't been able to go see a movie for a month. Like me. It's probably going to be hell going to see that on Friday. Anyway, so I go to Macy's because I finally gave in. I'm checking the bag. I can't log anything anymore. I need the thing with the handle. And last week, I'm in Macy's in Queens, and I had looked up on the internet, and I see Samsonite 28-inch duffel bag with a handle. And what do I know? I think Samsonite's still good luggage. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. $99. And I'm saying, all right, I give up. Because once you buy a 28-inch thing, you have to check it. It's too big for carry-on. So I'm looking at it. $99 looks fabulous. And I don't buy it. And every now and then, putting something off, being indecisive, pays off. Because this Friday, I go to the other Macy's. And they're having a two-day sale, half off. So the bag I would have paid $99 for, I paid $49 for. How could you go wrong? But now I'm locked into, well, I'm not. I mean, you don't have to take it. But I did, you know, am I in such a hurry anymore? When I used to travel, I was in such a hurry because somebody was always so happy to see me. But now nobody's happy to see me. So I can wait for the bag. Although then I get into this, oh my God, what if they lose it? What if they, and I realize there is only one thing I can't live without, and I'll put that in the bag with my computer, and that's my bathing suit. Because with my fat ass, I'll never find a bathing suit. I will never find another bathing suit I like. So, I did that, and I get home, and there it is, Foley resigns, and I said, oh my God! Oh God, did he resign before 3 o'clock and I missed it? Oh fuck, oh I'm gonna kill myself. That's all I cared about. I didn't care about anything but that, oh God, and I'm going, when did I look at CNN last? You know, cause sometimes I have the Drudge Report on, sometimes if I'm looking at my own website, that's the worst. Cause nobody's updating my website. And I was hysterical. Said, oh my God, what if I could have said that he resigned? And I finally said to somebody, what time did he resign? What time? What time? 4 o'clock. Whew. Whew. Okay, 4 o'clock. Thank God he didn't resign my life. I would have felt so bad. Oh, but there I was right on top of this. All right, so when we come back, there's somebody holding on and they hung up on one. Oh, Smiley, hold on for another couple of minutes, because he lives in Mark Foley's. I swear to God, I would just go vote for him. What is being done to this man, just like Jeanine Pirro, let me tell you something. These fucking Democrats learn from the Republicans how to be scumbags. And I don't like anybody behaving. What are you supposed to say? Oh, well, my side's behaving like a scumbag, so it's not scumbaggery. Yeah, well, it is scumbaggery and skullduggery.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146. America's fastest growing radio station. Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
This is Trace Atkins. I know you drivers have seen those yellow idle air hoses at truck stops across the country. But did you know Idle Air is building 210 new locations in some 35 states? That's more places to find comfort, clean air, and a quality night's rest. Plus the convenience of TV, internet, movies, and much more. Call Idle Air at 877-553-5823. That's 877-553-5823.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-501-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-501-MEGA. 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 These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-501-MEGA. 866-501-MEGA. 866-501-MEGA.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? How would you like to lower the interest rates on your credit cards to as little as 0% interest? Well, now you can. Safeguard Credit Counseling Services is a non-profit debt management company. They'll negotiate to reduce your high interest credit card rates down as low as 0 to 10%. Call for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Call 800-592-9773. That's 800-592-9773.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I'm the kind of person that I'm looking at these fabulous green tights I have on, and I'm saying, oh, I'm going to feel so bad when they run. Which you never know when that's going to happen. It could be like at any moment. Hey, Smiley.
Hey, hi, Lynn.
What's up? You live in Foley's district?
Yeah, and actually, I was living in Loxahatchee, and he launched a campaign against nudists and nudist camps, And he said, oh, there's teenagers there. And that's what really, like, made me say, oh, my God, this guy's into teenagers. I knew about this guy 2 years ago.
What, that he was into teenagers or that he was just, that he was gay? Everybody knew he was gay.
He was fixated on that, though. And he attacked nudists, and he used it as, like, a diversion. He made a public, press conference saying he's going to investigate these nudist camps for teenagers.
Himself! Said, I am personally going to these teenage nudist camps.
Yeah.
And I am going to do a hands-on. I, Mark Foley, am going to do a hands-on investigation.
And then a month later, I guess he got his jog off, and he said, everything's clear. You know, he made peace with the nudist people in Florida. Because I'm a nudist, you know, and I felt attacked when I read about it in the paper. My congressman, it's not even in our district. It was like 200 miles north of our district.
Well, Lookie, obviously, you know, my problem is that a 16-year-old boy is not a child.
That's the age of consent in Washington, D.C.
And it's the age of consent. If you Google age of, you know, state ages of consent, it's the age of consent in most places. The fact is if he had stuck his dick up the kid's ass in D.C., he would not be in any trouble. But because of the law he wrote the law about the internet. He's in trouble.
You're not allowed to communicate with minors.
But you could have sex with. I mean,
I think the USA age is 18. You know, like as a minor.
No, but there's states' rights. Every state has an age of consent.
But those federal laws that he wrote.
Well, yes, he said 18. So the fact is, he should have just stayed in D.C. and had sex with them.
Yeah, and. This has been going on for a long time. If you Google it.
But I don't think there's anything, you know, there may be something really wrong with me, but I'm sorry. To sit there, an instant message, when you're far away from somebody, if that boy didn't like it, those instant messages, which are kind of raunchy, you know, if he didn't like it, he could have said, goodbye, I have to go, never responded again.
Sure, it's very consensual.
Why did the boy save them?
99% it's probably consensual.
And why did the boy save the instant messages?
They cut and paste it right into their diary, sure. Whatever.
No, but it's a setup.
What do you think of those Page Boy haircuts? Is that named after those Washington Page Boys?
No, I think, isn't that from, like, King Arthur?
Oh, okay.
I think it's kid. That's funny because Betty Page had a Page Boy haircut.
Long bangs, right?
The Pages? I don't think so. And I just resent this thing. If a 16-year-old kills somebody, remember there's always this, oh, no, this is a violent criminal. We must try them as an adult. But if a congressman wants to say, are you hard, then they're a child.
But it is cut and dry.
Look, he shouldn't have done it.
The age of consent in Washington, D.C. is 16, so he really wasn't.
You know the other thing that Foley did? He didn't do it while they were pages, you noticed. He did it after they were no longer working there.
Sure.
And they had gone home. So that really shows on his part some care. I mean, obviously he shouldn't have been doing it. You know, I think Drudge last night.
Boys, he couldn't help it.
But they're not little boys.
A
16-year-old is not a little boy.
I don't equate nudism with sex, and he attacked nudists.
All right,
Florida.
Well, yeah, but you have like a person. God, I once went to a nude beach in Florida with my clothes on.
And there are a bunch of perverts on those beaches.
Well, I know is it's really distracting. It is weird.
And
it is.
I feel like people are looking at me.
Well, yeah, because people like me and my friends who said to me, you want to go to the nude beach? And I said, as long as I don't have to be nude. And of course we were looking, you're trying to pretend you're not staring at everybody, but you are.
I feel everyone looking at me.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, maybe they ought to make the nude beaches, I guess you can't, but they should make it private, you know, for the nudists. But I'll tell you something, there's a lot of people on those beaches. They're so ugly. Thank you, dear. I hope you're not one of the ugly ones. But you're not, I guess that's not the point. Bob in Indiana.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, oh, God, what is wrong with your line?
It's hard. Hello?
No, this is like, no. No, that's the worst line I ever heard. That's a very loud and annoying noise. I'm sorry. Try calling back. Jeff in New York.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Lynn.
I'm sorry. I didn't push you properly.
That's all right. Oh, you pushed my button. I think you're missing the point. I get it. I understand. It's really, he didn't sleep with these kids and.
That would have been perfectly legal.
It would have been, but if you're the whole hypocrisy of these guys, that's the point.
Of which
that's
guys? The Democrats. The Democrats. No, the Democrats are the hypocrites.
They are?
Yes.
You're taking this out of. There's a complete political opportunity here to exploit the weakness of the Republicans, and if you can't see that and endorse that, then that's fine.
I absolutely think that this is, he was set up. This is all being.
He's been flirting with these guys. I got a friend.
So what? He's flirting with them. So who cares?
It's inappropriate. This guy's in charge of writing legislation to protect minors from predators.
He's not a predator. And they are not children. They are not children.
When did the email start? Some of these kids were younger than 18, were they not?
They were all younger than 18, but none of them appears to be younger than 16.
Yeah, it's completely inappropriate to be asked.
It is inappropriate, and it's right. Unseemly. But this is, you now have the Democrats, you know,
yeah.
Who are
they smell
pretty...
blood, Lynn. They smell blood, and they want the house back. And if you want,
and
the house
if
back,
this is how the
off.
No,
you
if this is
off,
no,
what?
Oh, then we're the same as them. That's...
No, we are. What do you want to wait? You want to just keep waiting? You want this war to just continue on and on?
But this is like you know what? What you're saying is this is like the theory.
Yeah.
That. We can torture people because the terrorists behead them. And then you go, well, excuse me, how does that make us better? And this is exactly the same thing to me.
Well, that's a gross exaggeration.
It's the same thing. The guy may literally be an alcoholic, you know, although this rehab thing to me is like always a crock of shit.
They sent him to rehab to get him out of the press so he wouldn't make any more comments. He's already dug it.
How do you know?
Because what, all of a sudden now he's got an alcohol problem and he can't be reached by the press?
How come? So, what did you say about Patrick Kennedy when he was driving drunk and he went into rehab?
He was drunk and he shouldn't be in the Senate either, in the House either. But you know what? He got away with it. It's how it is. And if you're not going to take advantage of this opportunity, then fine. But you know, you're short-sighted.
This was not an opportunity. This was a setup.
He's been flirting with these kids for months and years. What are you talking about?
Yes, and these into the instant messages, which are the in quotes dirty ones,
right?
Are 3 years old.
Yeah.
So who had them? Who was saving them for an election? This is dirty tricks on the part of the Democrats, and I think it is repulsive.
Okay, well, I rejoice in it, and I look forward to.
Well, good, then you're no better than them.
I'm going to the Democrats, baby. I look forward to the seat going to the Democrats.
Wouldn't you rather that it went to the Democrats based on the war or the economy?
Gore was president, but that's irrelevant at this point.
Well, it's a good thing I don't live in his district, because I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I would vote for the Republican. I think what they're doing to him, what they're doing to the Attorney General, the Republican candidate here, Jeanine Pirro, is so despicable.
This woman is completely dysfunctional. Who cares?
The woman is not there. The woman has been the Attorney General of Westchester County for 12 years.
And she was ready to break the law to spy on her own husband.
Well, you know something? You're the kind of person that makes me sick to my stomach to be a Democrat. That's it. Maybe I won't even vote. Maybe I won't vote. How despicable! Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left. 146. Eight comedians, and comedy's ultimate prize. Dane Cook, Larry the Cable Guy, Artie Lang, Louis Black, Mitch Vaitel, Rodney Carrington, Frank Caliendo, Russell Peters, and the best radio on radio. The World Series of Comedy, part of Joketober on Raw Dog. Comedy Uncensored, Sirius 104.
What was the last really great dream you had? Flying over mountaintops or floating through space? Our dreams can take us away. But are you one of the millions of people who toss and turn at night or wake up feeling tired? Your dream is simply a better night's sleep. There is a way to get more of the deep sleep you need with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number bed features dual air chamber technology, so you can adjust the mattress on each side to as firm or as soft as each of you need. Even if you sleep alone, this personalized comfort creates a sleep experience designed just for you. And it's easy to learn more. Call 1-800-656-3700 and ask for a free DVD and brochure. Plus, you can locate one of more than 400 Select Comfort stores nationwide. Stop tossing and turning and make your dream of a better night's sleep come true. Call Select Comfort today. 1-800-656-3700. 1-800-656-3700.
Alex Bennett.
I'm getting ready to get arrested. You know that interrogation bill? The Bush administration has thrown on some riders that American citizens can be arrested. They help the enemy in a material way. I say we shouldn't be in Iraq. I'm giving aid and comfort to the enemy. And the government could arrest me and hold me without charges.
See you later.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
You know, there's a difference between, oh, something is inappropriate and unseemly, and a man's life should be ruined. Just like Michael Jackson all over again, follow his behavior, fine. I did not have a different view last week. Oh, I'm sorry, I clicked the wrong thing. Scott in Ohio.
Hi, Lynn. I love your show, but I think on this one, you have finally lost your mind.
Why?
Well, here's the thing. The Republicans have, for years, and I'll give them, let's just say the last 8 years, have stood up there and grandstanded and thumped their Bibles and beat their chests about the godless Democrats. Well, the ones that aren't stealing are hitting on, I'll say kids, but I agree, there's instances where a 16-year-old is not a kid. But if it's my 16-year-old kid and he's being hit on by a 40-plus man in at his job, I got a major problem.
Wait a minute. He did not do this to any current pages. He did this after they left Washington.
I don't care if how.
No, I agree. It's unseemly. You know, it's unseemly and inappropriate.
But that's completely irrelevant. Take away the age. I don't care if it's a 40-year-old staffer. He's using his position to get dates. And the Republicans, the favored of Jesus, shouldn't be doing this. So do I take in...
But they do. They all do it. Gingrich did it. He was banging, his wife.
Yeah.
Actually.
And I think that's the point. They're hypocrites. And
also, we should become hypocrites because they're hypocrites.
No, it's not. It would be hypocritical to complain and then say, well, yeah, I did meet this chick who's 17 and I'm banging her. Now, to complain and to point out to the American people that these people are not the moralists they claim to be, not only do I think that's not a dirty trick, I think it's a duty.
Where did these emails... Let me ask you, I have so many questions. This whole story is full of questions. Why did that kid save these instant messages, number one?
Because they're beyond weird. And
so why didn't he just say, I have to go and not answer him? The kid he sent the emails to said, when he asked for my picture, I thought it was really sick, and I stopped answering him.
Well, yeah, and that's what he should have done. Now...
And who saved them? And who did he give them to? And how did they get in the press? And who had them? And why, after 3 years, did they suddenly turn up 6 weeks before an election?
Because we have the most important election in the nation's history in 30 days. That's why.
Why? So that people as scummy as the people in power now can be in power?
No, it has nothing to do. It's to keep those religious paranoids at home. The ones who vote for, you know, banning this, banning that, burning books. They need to stay home. This is an issue for them, and it needs to be used as a tool.
Well, I'm sorry. I think that it's despicable. I just think this is despicable.
I just can't believe that anyone thinks it's okay that this guy is trolling for...
I did say...
Radio for the real defenders of the red, white, and blue. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Serious Left. 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The quiet and scenic Amish country in Pennsylvania was the scene of violence and chaos today. Shots were fired at a one-room schoolhouse in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania. Jack Lewis is with Pennsylvania State Police.
Apparently, a man walked into a one-room Amish schoolhouse earlier today, ordered some of the children out of the school, forced others to remain in the school, and then opened fire. The individual then apparently shot and killed himself.
Several other people were injured. They've been taken to hospital. Several ambulances were seen leaving the schoolhouse area, and at least one patient was taken by helicopter to a nearby hospital. The Amish run their own schools, but most communities educate their children only through the eighth grade. We're expecting more in a news conference from Pennsylvania in a few minutes. In North Las Vegas, Nevada, a teenager with a gun was spotted near two schools. Here's the AP's Kenneth Ritter.
Southern Nevada High School and a nearby elementary school are in lockdown after a teenager brought a gun to campus. Police in North Las Vegas tell us that no students are hurt, and there's really no indication that the youngster threatened anyone with a weapon.
Counselors at the Weston schools in Cazenovia, Wisconsin today for anyone who wants to talk about the shootings on campus Friday. There's no school today. The principal was killed in the shooting. A student is due in court later today. The 15-year-old is being charged as an adult. Former Congressman Mark Foley has checked himself into rehab. Foley admits he has a drinking problem. He resigned Friday amid questions about emails to congressional pages. Political science professor Larry Sabato says the impact will be felt far beyond Foley's congressional district in Florida.
We're going to have an investigation over the next couple of weeks, maybe longer, asking who knew and when did they know it in the Republican leadership.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 16 points. This is AP Radio News. A voter registration group has signed up more than a million voters 2 years ago is facing new allegations. 3,000 cards submitted by the Association of Community Organizations for Reform now have been rejected in Philadelphia. More from the AP's Andrew Welsh Huggins.
Acorn has many times faced allegations of either fraud or just sloppy voter registration work. They struggle with these allegations around the country.
Acorn is accused of submitting cards with non-existent addresses, forged signatures, and in one case, for someone who died 7 years ago. Bobby Brown is a no-show in Massachusetts. A judge ordered Brown be arrested if he sets foot in the state. He was supposed to answer to charges he was delinquent on child support payments. Bobby Brown's lawyer says it's a very difficult time for him. His marriage to Whitney Houston is about to end. Kim Ward is the mother of two of Brown's children in Massachusetts. She says he owes her $11,000 in child support. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
You're on the freeway, trying to get to work, but it feels like you're sitting in a parking lot. I feel your pain and have your relief. Go to My PC. With Go to My PC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. Your home, a coffee shop, anywhere you'd rather be. It's fast, easy, and best of all, painless. Just log on to gotomypc.com with your secure username and password, and you'll have instant access to all your programs, files, network resources, and email, just like you're sitting in your office. Go to My PC is simply the best remote access service on the market. Serious subscribers can try Go to My PC free for 30 days with unlimited access. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com. Click on the radio listener button and use promo code SIRIUS. That's gotomypc.com, promo code SIRIUS, for a full month free of Go to My PC. Fat Charlie's normal life ended the moment his father dropped dead on a karaoke stage. Charlie didn't know his dad was a god, and he never knew he had a brother. Now, Brother Spider's on his doorstep, about to make Fat Charlie's life more interesting and a lot more dangerous. Anansi Boys, Neil Gaiman's number one New York Times bestseller, now available in paperback. Anansi Boys, a journey deep into myth and adventure from the one, the only Neil Gaiman. Look for Gaiman's new book, Fragile Things, available now in hardcover.
Started a business? Want to help reduce your taxes? Provide peace of mind by protecting your assets. Incorporate now with LegalZoom.com. Just answer a simple form online. It's quick and affordable. LegalZoom is not a law firm and can only provide self-help service at your direction. Visit LegalZoom.com and for a special discount, type Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Incorporate your business. Form an LLC. Even create a living will or trust. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Excoriating the right and anything else she doesn't like. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Well, there's nowhere else to run.
your life. I only just saw The Killers for the first time on SNL. Was that bad? Oh, my God. I wouldn't blame the budget cutbacks. I really wouldn't. It just sucked. But they were good. That's last year's album. Very good. Like it. All right. I asked people to hold on. There was a big school shooting when? Last week in Colorado? Those two girls, homeless men, went in, held the girls. Six people are dead now in a school shooting in an Amish school in Pennsylvania. Somebody walked into a one-room Amish school and shot so far, killed six people. What the hell is this all about? How many school shootings have there been in the last month or two since school started? Haven't there been an awful lot? They just locked down two schools in Las Vegas because they said there was a gunman walking around. What's going on? Somebody mind explaining this to me? There was that one last week. Something very strange happening. Oh, maybe that's the October surprise. Linda in Pennsylvania.
Lynn.
Yes.
You know, I always usually agree with you, but I think you're way off base with this idiot from Florida. A 16-year-old boy may look like a man, but I'll tell you, I have a son, and I've been around plenty of 16-year-old boys, and mentally they're not adults.
They're not. Children. I agree with you. They're not. But legally they are.
Yeah, but what separate? But no, not really. Why is a 16-year-old girl not legally then?
If the age of consent. Girl, no. If you look up in most states, the age of consent is actually 16 to have sex.
What about all the? I don't think he's any better than these creeps that are on NBC Dateline, internet predators that they're, rounding.
That are what? That haven't committed any crime? That are talking to FBI agents? What crime do they commit?
Well, I'm not big on the entrapment thing, but if they're doing that with them, then he's just as guilty.
You know, well, I don't think they're guilty. I think they're guilty of thought crimes.
But I'm telling you, the guy's a creep. He doesn't belong in Congress.
And he resigned. So why isn't that? Do you notice what we're not reading about? We're not reading anymore. No war in Iraq since Friday. None of the revelations in Bob Woodward's book.
I agree with that, too. And that's exactly right.
And frankly, you know what I'm starting to wonder? I'm starting to wonder if maybe. Now, I'm blaming the Democrats because I think this is despicable. Maybe this was all engineered by the Republicans, who are willing to throw him away to get all the real news off the front page.
They wouldn't put anything past them. They come up with all kind of crap, right? Yeah, when things look the worst for them.
Exactly. So maybe they said, you know something, we don't really like Mark Foley anyway, even though he's a Republican because, he's gay. And why don't we release this shitstorm so that everybody will ignore Bob Woodward's book?
I think you have something there. I definitely think you have something.
Because the instant messages, which are the dirty stuff, mm-hmm. The fact is, those are 3 years old.
Yeah.
Somebody's holding on to them. I mean, obviously, whether it be Karl Rove or the Democrats, somebody's had them for years.
You know, they'd sell their mothers to the devil if they had to, and I wouldn't put anything past them. So, I think you have a point there. It wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me either. They're sacrificing one guy so that, this Woodward book, which they actually put it in the bookstores early because it was leaking, but it was due out today, and the stuff in that book. Did you read the thing where George Tenet and Colfer Black went to Condoleezza Rice? They say in July of 2001 and said, we are going to be attacked in this country, bitch. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, get out of my face. Mm-hmm. And now she says that never happened. I'm sure if it had happened, I would have remembered.
They lie.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who really is doing
you know,
this to Colin.
I think you have a point there. I wouldn't be at all surprised. Because,
okay.
And you know what? He'll end up having some swell job and making a ton of money at something else. They probably
you know, he may not want to. You know, Michael Savage said something very smart on Friday. Have you ever been in a situation where you could have fought something, but you just, I do this all the time. I just go, oh, God, I'm not that interested. Goodbye. And you just, like, get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
And he could, look, he could afford it. He could afford it.
Right. But he just sort of...
You know, maybe he figured, all right, I'm 12 years in the house, you know, I'll, you know, maybe he can retire.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you said, you know, he'll become a lobbyist to make 10 times
exactly.
more money.
Exactly.
And look at, darling, that guy lives in West Palm Beach, Florida. Why would you ever want to go to work if that's where you live?
Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, take care.
Bye. Look, I just stopped Frank DeCaro in the hall, you know, from OutQ. And I guess he wasn't talking about this. He's not into this Foley story. And, but he said to me, I don't know, when I was 16, I was out looking for sex. And I found it. I had sex with adults when I was 16. I can say that because my mother's in Temple. I hope. I had sex with grown-ups when I was 16. And I had a guy... Oh, God, I belong not to a community theater, to a so far off Broadway, you wouldn't know how many offs to put in it. And there was this guy that followed me around saying, oh, baby, when you're 18, oh, baby, when you're 18, which, frankly, it would have been, I think, less scary if the guy would have just said, let's have sex, than following me around, you know. And if you read my friend Jamie Bernard's book, The Incredible Shrinking Critic, Jamie, because that book is sort of partly a weight loss book and partly a memoir, but not so much as to be annoying. Jamie apparently developed huge breasts when she was like 12. Now, I never had any breasts till I got fat, you know, which is when you discover that breasts are really just fat. Because when I was fatter than I am now, I had bigger breasts. But anyway, she developed genuinely large breasts at the age of 12. And in this book, The Incredible Shrinking Critic by Jamie Bernard, she says that men, just from that she was 12, and believe me, when she was 12, you looked 12. You know, I mean, now they look, who can tell, you know, if somebody's 12 or they're 40, frankly. But the fact that men used to say things to her all the time about her breasts to a child. To a child. You know, so you know, let's not act. You know, this whole thing with Foley is there's Democrat and Republican and there's homophobia and sexophobia. We're in, like, such a puritanical, I mean, Jesus. That school teacher, the New York Times finally got on the story from last week. Some school teacher in Texas took her fifth grade class to, God help us, an art museum. And one kid complained to her mother that she saw, like, out of the corner of her eye a naked statue. And they fired the teacher. You know, it's a little more complicated than that. Because they, of course, claim, oh, it's not because of that. But one person, oh, I'm offended. Oh, get the fuck over yourself. I am sick of everybody. I just really am. Lynn in Tampa.
Hey, Lynn, it's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
I had to call you because I can't believe these people, they're all, like, ganging up against you and saying that you're crazy, but I
well, I am crazy,
you.
But
well,
thank you.
I mean, since Friday, I've been saying, what is the deal? Why are they blowing this all out of proportion? First of all, how many of the male congressmen flirt with the female pages? I don't know about text messaging, or but flirt with them. And
well, I don't know. The things I've been reading is most of the pages say that most of the congressmen totally ignore them.
Yeah.
And that Foley actually was the only, now I guess he had an ulterior motive, but he was the only one that was ever nice to them.
Yeah, now we know why. But I just see this as being more similar to, say, Monica Lewinsky than some kind of horrible thing to blow out of proportion. You know, you don't hear any Democrats comparing it to Monica Lewinsky.
No, the Republicans
saying,
are doing that.
It's their private, you know, but the Democrats about Monica Lewinsky said, oh, it's his private life, it has nothing to do with his job, whatever. You know, I'm not saying that the guy should get away with it, but where is all this just brouhaha coming from? You know, the child exploitation and all that stuff. It's crazy. And I just don't think the guy's whole entire life should be ruined. Yeah, it wasn't right. Maybe he should have resigned. I don't know. But
maybe, but, you know, this happened in 1983, was it, with Gary Studs, who was a Republican, and, who was the, I forgot the other guy's name, another guy. And they had each had an affair with a 17-year-old page.
Mm.
And the other guy, whose name I Crane, I think, he had an affair with a 17-year-old female page, and Gary Studs had an affair with a male page.
Yeah.
And this is during Reagan. And neither one of them resigned. The guy who had had the affair with the girl didn't get reelected. They had the ethics committee. They said bad boys. You know, they gave them a slap on the wrist. Gary Studs, man, who was much butcher than he was very butch for a gay guy. He said, look it, I'm going to have a press conference with this boy who is now a young man, because it was a couple of years after. He said, and we're going to tell what a fabulous relationship we had.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody doesn't like it, screw you. And he kept getting reelected. Because he lived in Massachusetts, you know, where they don't care.
Well, I agree with you. We don't want to be as bad as the other side. I'd rather win an election because we won an election than just try to smear somebody or smear the Republicans, you know, by trying to say, just trying to blow this all out of
place. Yeah, because what they're doing now is the Democrats, and this all looks so coordinated to me. It really does. This is why I agree with Rush, is they're saying, any Republican who knew about this and didn't take action, because obviously some of the leadership knew, because their pages say they warned them. They were all warned, you know, watch out, you know, for Mark Foley. But they're saying Hastert should resign and this one should resign. And what, do they want to take back the House by forcing, you know, half of them to resign?
Yeah, and then we're just as bad as they are. And then we just
thank you.
Going back and forth. Every administration is worse, and we're more polarized than ever. And it's not getting us anywhere.
And using more things that are irrelevant, You know, this is, you're not hearing about Bob Woodward's book. You're not hearing about what's going on in Iraq. This is insane.
Right, because this gets more press, because it's more inflammatory. It's like that one caller said, he basically doesn't care how we get the seat back. If you can get a lot of press and get people up in arms about it, then, you know, we'll take it any way we can get it. And I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with it either. Thank you. I don't know. You know, you realize that either you have proven that I'm sane or that you're crazy.
Or it's just the name Lynn.
That's possible as well.
That's crazy.
That's possible as well.
Okay,
thank you. To me, you sound perfectly. That's the point. This just seems on the Democratic side so organized. You know, so again, I'm torn between the two things. This is some vicious, organized thing the Democrats are doing. And they think, oh, they got Foley to resign, and they'll get Hastert to resign, and they'll get, I don't know, there were all these people, you never heard of them, you know, peripheral to this representatives. They'll get, that's not a way to win back the House, or that somehow this whole thing was orchestrated really by Karl Rove, you know, to sacrifice Mark Foley so that they could get the real news. I don't know which, you know, either one of them, all the facts kind of fit with either scenario. Oh, I better take a break. Lynn, so I'm not getting to all the fabulous stories. The Jew that got jumped on the airplane because they thought he was an Arab. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Literal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left 146. A 20-year-old student from Texas, Ryan P., made a staggering $267,000 in the first year just by giving away free satellite TV system certificates. You can start getting paid $75 each just for passing out certificates. Call now to order your 1,000 free satellite system gift certificates. You could make as much as $75,000 in your first couple of months. Get in on the simplest way to make money. Call 1-866-373-6891. That's 1-866-373-6891.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Now elderly people can avoid or delay going to a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call 1-800-803-6830.
800-803-6830.
Tom Hartman.
Now, I've got serious problems about the integrity of voting machines, but my bigger problem, and this is the issue that nobody's talking about, that we all should be talking about, is that the voting machines are owned not by us, but by private corporations. Privatizing the vote is a felony against democracy. There's no other way to describe it. I want the corporations out of my vote. That's a felony.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
He wasn't. It's on my website. The story about the Jewish architect who now only flies first class. Jeremy is losing his mind. He's walking around. I've seen Jeremy 6 times today already. There are months I don't see Jeremy. Maybe something's up. Maybe something is bad. Okay, wait. I'm trying to do you guys. Oh, my God. Kenny, you've been holding on forever.
Oh, not that long.
But, 13 minutes.
You're talking about, like, who obviously, I think it's obviously that, you know, that Foley was set up. Not that somebody tried to set him up. I think he did write these emails. He was fooling around with these kids over the internet. But you had mentioned whether it's the Democrats or Republicans. In 2003, when Foley wanted to run for state for the Senate in the primaries against Mel Martinez, they threatened to out him as being gay because they didn't want a gay senator from the state of Florida. So the Republicans, I mean, it's during the primaries, the Democrats are going to out him then. They're going to wait till he wins the primary. So it was, had to be the Republicans that were going to out him.
No, yeah, but the weird thing is, apparently, everybody knows he's gay. I mean, apparently, that like with McGreevy, you know, that Jersey governor, this was no secret at all. So they didn't mind having like a gay representative.
Absolutely.
But they minded having a gay senator.
In fact, you know, if the Republicans would have just let him be gay instead of, you know, not accepting it, maybe he wouldn't have been all pent up and have to reach out to little boys, to, you know, people that he can control, instead of he didn't have to hide it and just could be out there, you know.
But he could have looked at Barney Frank, you know. Remember this Barney Frank with that little prostitute he was with, running a house of prostitution out of Barney's apartment, and Barney is all like, fuck you, you know, I don't care.
Well, look at this too, his running mate, Mahoney. I mean, there's no chance this guy was going to win. Foley had successfully smeared him beyond recognition. I mean, he was apparently...
Oh, but Mahoney says he said, oh, I was going to win anyway. The guy was 13 points behind.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Mahoney, last year, was a Republican. He just became a Democrat. So they're not, like, really losing that big of, you know, the seat that far away. From
yeah, but you know who took that big move on Saturday and came out and endorsed Mahoney? That what the hell is... You know, these people are so repulsive. I wish there was a way not to have any of them in Washington.
Well, I think that, you know, the Democrats saw an opportunity and jumped on it, but I don't know that the Democrats are the ones that put it out there. One of the other things is, too, it's too early. If it was going to be the Democrats, wait a couple more weeks, because now, today, they're going to announce another person to run. Another very popular Republican from the area will probably fill in. And the rule is going to be, because Foley's name is still going to be on the ballot, they can't take his name off the ballot. Okay? If you vote for Foley, you're voting for the Republican
candidate. Other guy, yeah.
Okay? So you can either write in the Republican guy, or you can check off for Foley, and you still get a Republican. So now it's just a Republican versus a Democrat. If they can do that over the next 5 weeks, which is a lot of time, considering Mahoney is hardly even advertising anything. I mean, he's hardly ever on TV or anything. You know, they've still got a good chance because it's his district, which goes from West Palm Beach all the way over to the other side of the state. It's like this narrow little gerrymandered thing that goes, finds every Republican between here and Tampa or Naples or wherever it goes to. So, all they got to do is convince people to vote Republican. You know, we're going to still get a Republican in there. So it would have been too early for the Democrats to do it now.
There's just something wrong with this. And to go to all this trouble, you know, granted, every seat counts, but it's one seat in the House, you know.
Well, here's what's wrong with this is, one, whether a 16-year-old boy or a 16-year-old girl is a man or a woman when they're 16, it's not appropriate to be soliciting them.
No, it isn't. But it's not the end of the world either.
It's not the end of the world. But then the other thing is there were several higher ups in the Republican Party that knew about it. It did nothing about it. They're just as bad as the Democrats attacking to get the seat as those guys sitting back saying, well, maybe we better not do anything because we don't want to lose that seat. Okay, or we don't need another stand.
Well, they told them to stay away from the pages.
No.
They told them to.
The lady that called from Tampa, you know, saying how, you know, comparing this to Monica Lewinsky. Well, Clinton, to make the scenario a little closer, Clinton wasn't advocating anti-adultery laws. Mark Foley was passing teenage exploitation laws, internet teenage
exploitation
laws.
Yes, well, because, you know, his psychology, the whole psychology of poor Mark Foley. I feel bad for him. I really do.
If the Republicans weren't so anti-gay.
That's right.
The guy could have just been out in the open, flaming as he was.
That's right.
Suspected. Maybe he would have been, not so frustrated, not so trying to hide it, picking on people he didn't.
That's right. And of course, the irony, which everybody has pointed out. Where is my irony?
There's a rumor.
No, there's my irony. The irony is that if he ends up in legal trouble, it's going to be because of a law he wrote.
Exactly.
Since the age of consent. Do you know there are southern states where he could have married that kid? There are southern states where he could marry somebody. Well, I mean, he couldn't.
Isn't Florida one of them?
Only if they're your cousin.
That would be North Florida.
We're all
Yankees down here. So.
Oh, that's true. Thanks, darling.
Okay, bye.
It is. This is just... So much of this is connected to homophobia. Dave in Richmond.
Hey, Lynn. I'm kind of maybe coming at this from a parent's point of view. From my understanding, the kid was from Louisiana, and his representative pointed him to be Foley's page. And so then the parents caught wind of this, and they came to their representative, and he took it to Hastert and to the head of the National
Road. Yeah, and they're all lying their ass off. Hastert said he didn't know, and then they have some email that Hastert... Everybody is... Well, right. You know what it's showing? It's showing that everybody in Congress is a sack of crap.
Right, but maybe the parents... What I'm saying is, like, the parents weren't getting any satisfaction.
No. The parents are the ones that didn't want to make... They, like, wanted to tell somebody... But they didn't want to make a huge issue. They didn't want to make a big deal about it. They wanted someone to know, but they didn't want it, you know, to be a giant thing. They didn't want to get caught up in this.
But what I'm saying is that the Republicans keep putting this guy up for re-election, and they're sitting there watching this as like, well, you know, they're not doing anything about it. And so maybe in an indirect way, they kind of outed him to force the Republicans to do something about this guy and stop putting
him up for re-election. But what the guy is doing, you know, wouldn't you love to see all the instant messages ever done by any member of Congress?
Well, that's another thing that Hastert was protesting about Jefferson and the FBI and, you know, searching his files, because just of what you're saying, that, I mean, God knows what they'll find if they, you know, investigate all these guys' files.
Which maybe is why, even though he's gay, which obviously bothers Republicans, they didn't make an issue. You know, how many of these, let's see all the instant messages between all the other Republican representatives and some 16-year-old girl.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're all just, you know, self-righteous, hypocritical scumbags.
And you stole some of my thunder. I honestly believe that it is a diversion. We're not talking about that July 10th meeting with
Condoleezza Rice.
You're absolutely right about
We're not talking about, you know, that new biography coming out from Colin Powell.
I didn't even know anything about that.
Oh, well, there's a biography, not an autobiography, a biography. And guess what? Bush fired him.
I mean,
not that that's such a surprise. I think we all kind of figured Bush fired him. But nobody's ever said it. Bush fired him. And then he had some meeting with Bush. You know, they had a one-on-one sit-down right before he left. And apparently Colin Powell told the biographer that it was one of the most bizarre meetings he's ever had, because he had the feeling Bush didn't even know what the meeting was about or why he was talking to him.
Oh, man. Well, when is this book coming out, and what's the name of it?
It's called Soldier, and I think it's coming out the 10th of October, a week from this week.
Remind us again, because I definitely want to read that.
Okay, but there is so much. I mean, every minute there's another book. I don't know who they think is going to read all these books, but every minute there's like another book exposing more things. So how convenient that you have some gay, you know, congressman that people can all yell as a child molester.
Well, it makes you think, what is it going to take for people to actually not vote Republican? What would it take? How much has to happen before they finally just say, well, you know, even if only a percentage of this, all these accusations or whatever of Iraq and everything else is true, what's it going to take?
But they're not good. What they think is going to happen is that people are just not going to vote. You see, all this dirty crap, it doesn't tend to make people say, oh, I'm going to go vote for the guy running against Foley. I'm going to go vote for this guy, what's his name, Monahan. It tends to make people say, God, what a bunch of scumbags. I'm going to stay home. And it's in Florida, so they'll go to the beach.
And most people don't even know who the representative is.
That's true. I barely know who mine is.
Exactly. You know, so, I mean, these people may not even know, you know, that this is the same guy that's in the news or whatever. But, yeah.
Well, so. I mean, it just tends to turn people off to the process. You know, that's what these politicians don't understand. It doesn't turn people off to one party or another. It just turns people off to the whole concept. So fewer people will vote than normally vote.
That's what the Republicans want.
Okay. And they have a big get-out-the-vote thing. There's an article from Time or Newsweek I have up, the Republican secret weapon, which is these elaborate computer programs they have about just where all the voters are and where they live and who's a Republican and who's a Democrat, so that they can literally, in every district in America, like practically knock on the door of everybody they know that is going to vote Republican and like, carry them to the polls.
Oh, man.
That's how they're going to win.
Not to change the subject, but I had a survey call me over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
And they worded it about stem cell research, but they asked me if I approved the stem cell research of fetuses or something of that.
Oh, that's a push poll. That's what they call a push poll.
Which a trick question.
Yeah, well, yeah, they call it a push poll, a trick question.
Well, anyway.
Oh, God, I hate everybody. Thank you, dear. Not you, but Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam firewalls and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
Americans paid over $65 billion in interest payments alone last year. Are you one of them? Don't be embarrassed. The average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt, and 65% of those households can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. 90% of those payments are just interest. Are you running a hopeless financial marathon?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
You can finally rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are getting nowhere making minimum monthly payments, call the specialists at Debt Relief USA, 800-516-6915.
Debt Relief USA cleaned up my credit card problems and I saved almost 60% of what I owed. I'm saving tons of money just in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can typically save you about half of what you owe. You can truly be debt-free in less than 36 months. For your free consultation, call 800-516-6915. That's 800-516-6915. Become debt-free now with Debt Relief USA. Call 800-516-6915.
Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Wow, okay, Charleston, Kentucky. Charles!
Hey, what's going on, Lynn?
Nothing much, doing a radio show. How's by you?
I'm just out cruising for chicks. Not many of them can run 75, so...
Oh, okay, I guess not.
But what I wanted to say is you've got a real strong point about, you know, us being as bad as them for taking advantage of this, you know, situation. And it's kind of like the same deal. Nobody really cares if the guy's gay. And when you really get thinking about the guy being 16, you know, that's the age of consent, so there's not a real big deal there. But on the other hand, this is a life or death situation. We have to fight for every seat we get. If we can have an inch, we really need to take.
How much do you want to make a bet? And I'm always wrong, so you should bet me. I don't think that the Democrats are going to win. I don't think this. I think they get the Foley's name stays on the ballot. They pick somebody else. It's a very red district, you know, which is why they let this gay guy stay, you know, be the Republican for all those years. And I think the Republicans are going to win anyway.
It's possible, but I mean, who knows?
Okay, your phone is like, oh God, I hate cell phones. I gotta tell you, hate. Alice, hi.
Hi, Lynn. I
never run a cell phone.
I hate cell phones too. I don't own one.
Oh well, you don't even have a television.
That's right.
So, woman, how many people in America don't even have a TV, but they have Sirius satellite radio?
That's right. They're priorities here. Listen, there's no fucking way the Democrats organized this. They couldn't organize against the bankruptcy bill. They couldn't organize against Alito. They couldn't organize against Roberts.
Now, that's
they couldn't
a point.
Organize against our losing habeas corpus. They couldn't organize against torture. You know, the problem...
Oh, yeah, torture. That Foley got torture right
that's
off
right,
everybody's
right.
mind, too.
You know, the solution to this whole problem is that every freaking Republican in Congress needs to get a fucking blowjob and lighten up.
and get out of their dark place with all this repressed sexual bullshit.
Yeah, I, God. They, you know, every pervert in Congress, well, with the exception of Barney Frank and the whorehouse, I guess, but they're
That wasn't perverted.
Well, I don't know, really. It's unseemly.
Well, unseemly isn't necessarily...
And all for what Foley did, it was unseemly. It was, you know, he shouldn't have done it.
The only issue I have with that is a lot of those kids that go there are truly kids, and it's an imbalance of power. This man has a lot of power. Those kids have none.
Well, except for the fact that he apparently... did go out of his way.
Well, yeah.
To not do it until they had left. He was not doing it with Pages currently there. He waited till they left.
Yeah, but he's still a powerful person. He's a congressman.
I don't know. Maybe it's just my age, but to me, a congressman, you know, like, oh,
well, yeah,
God, they're the lowest thing on earth.
Well, yeah, me too. But when you're 16 years old and you had the opportunity to go be a page in Washington, you know, you're in awe of all that shit.
I don't know. How many of them wanted to be there? How many of the boy pages were banging the girl pages?
Yeah.
How many of the boy pages were banging the boy pages? How many lesbians until graduation did they have living in the past? You know, kids,
if you're 16 and you're banging someone 16, that's a whole lot different than 16 and a 52-year-old who has all the power.
I don't know. When I was 16, I would have had sex with anybody. I really would have. I was just, weren't you horny?
Well, yeah, and when I was 18, I was having sex with somebody who was 40, so.
Yeah, when I was 16, I was having sex with somebody who was about 37. So, you know, like, we survived, you know, would have been better not to, but...
Maybe, maybe not. I was better than having it with somebody who was 16 or 17 at that time, because they were such assholes.
That's true. So maybe Mark Foley was actually doing them a favor.
All right, you have a great day.
Okay.
But it has to be the Republicans that organized this, and when you said that, man, it just...
Yeah, it just came to me this morning that this sacrifice, you know, God said to Abraham, give me a son.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, Rove said to Foley, I wonder if Foley knows he's being sacrificed.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder if, like, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Or even if I'm right, but it's a nice theory. Okay.
No, I'm just really tired of all these repressed people trying to run this country.
Yeah, but there's nothing you can... Look, Bush, in his youth, was not repressed. And look at how fucked up he is.
Well, yeah, but he's repressed now. And I'm not so sure he wasn't repressed. How do you know he was under the influence the whole time?
Well, see, he wasn't repressed. They never found the girl with the abortion. You know, Joe Connison in 2000 is running around the whole state of Texas and half of Mexico, you know, trying to find, I don't know, the 14-year-old Mexican prostitute Bush supposedly knocked up and got an abortion for. But nobody could ever find her. So there you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I mean, there's another Bush child running around somewhere, maybe?
No. He got her an abortion.
Oh, okay.
That's what would have made the story.
Maybe if she doesn't exist, maybe she did have the child and he really didn't get her an abortion. That's really a true nightmare.
Well, remember Bill Clinton and the black baby? Oh, God,
yeah,
remember
right.
that story?
Yeah, right.
They
right.
came up with that one?
Yeah.
The kid did look an awful lot like Clinton.
And again, it's all those repressed Republicans that come up with all this shit.
Yeah, and they always come up, it's always race or homosexuality in addition to the sex. Thanks, Alice.
Bye.
Bye. That is true. That's so weird. She doesn't have a TV, but she has satellite radio. Whereas what percentage of the population has satellite radio? Not all that many. All right, let me tell you this story. This story is amazing. Oh, by the way, Hugo Chavez claims he has an informant in the White House. Hugo Chavez claims that before Bush leaves in 2008, that Bush is either going to kill Hugo or overthrow him because Bush has sworn that... he's going to get ripped. Well, you don't need an informant. I bet Bush, every time Hugo opens his mouth, he just makes Bush want to kill him more. You know? Oh, did you hear the guy running in, oh, shit, I took it down. Now I forget what country. Brazil? Another South American country. Said Hugo Chavez should not have said Bush was the devil because it's an insult to the devil. Ecuador, the guy that's leading, right? He says, because the devil is very intelligent. And Bush is a moron. We're going to be at war with all of South America any minute, aren't we? You notice that? Okay. Humiliation at 33,000 feet. Top British architect tells of terror arrest. Maybe I should just read this. This is just so good. Seth Stein, well, no, it's too long. Seth Stein, okay, he is a famous architect. He's also Jewish, by the way, so he's not working today, like me. He's very hippie, you know, fancy guy. You know, he designs places. He was traveling back from a business trip to the Turks and Caicos Islands via New York on May 27th. He's 47 years old. He's an interiors guru. His clients have included Peter Mendelssohn. Who's that? Well, all people famous in England that we never heard of. Poor Seth Stein gets on the airplane. This is just beyond belief. He used the... First of all, he had a very fabulous tan. And you know how some of us Semitic people, Jewish people, you know, can get very dark. Just look at our beautiful receptionist, Nicole. See how dark she can get. So he had a very dark tan, Seth Stein. And he's one of those people that you say, why didn't he pee before he got on the plane? Because he got on the plane and peed immediately, and he had an iPod. Obviously. Okay. So, everybody thought he was an Arab. Apparently. People thought he was an Arab, and he was suspicious. So, he was pounced on. But he settled down with his book and a ginger ale. He was, some guy grabbed him in a headlock from behind. Can you believe this? The guy just told me his name was Michael Wilk and that he was with the New York Police Department, that I'd been acting suspiciously and should stay calm. I didn't believe this was happening. He went into my pocket and took out my iPod and my passport. All the other passengers were looking. Eventually, the cabin crew explained that the captain had run a security check on Mr. Stein after being alerted by the policeman. And that this had cleared. You see, I'm telling you, the crews of these planes are as insane as everybody else. That's what scares me. This guy goes to the captain and says, a guy peed, he has an iPod, and he's dark. Run a security check. And the captain did. When the plane arrived in New York, he said he was met by apologetic policemen who got him out of the airport right away. And he was humiliated, and it was terrible. And it was, of course, American Airlines. So they offered to pay him $2,000 compensation, and then they said, oh, on second thought, that means we admit we did something wrong. So screw that. Now, the interesting part, one of the interesting parts of this, is that this guy who claimed he was a New York City policeman wasn't. He had said his name was Michael Wilk, and there was only one Michael Wilk ever on the New York City Police Department, and he retired 25 years ago. So there you go. The guy was like garroted on the plane because he had an iPod and he needed to pee, and he had a suntan. And that goes with all those stories I had last week. about people jumping people on air for the other passengers. They're insane. They're all crazy. You can make a whole list. The rabbi praying. The one last week. What was I don't even remember what it was. It was Friday. I forgot it already. So watch out. And God help you if you're actually an Arab. You're screwed. You're finished. Jesus. Next time Garrett goes to Las Vegas, they'll get him on the way back. He gets very dark.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
If you keep a flash water on the front seat of the car so you can reach your kids in the back seat of the car.
My name's Paul. I'm a sailor driving through Nebraska right now on my way to Maryland. I barbecued a steak on an engine block.
John Devon, I'm a flatbed truck driver rolling through Texas. I've actually financed a tattoo.
This is the McCarthy family out of Liberty City, and we're a bunch of rednecks, and we love blue-collar comedy.
You might be a redneck.
Blue Collar Radio, Sirius 103.
Introducing real people with remarkable results, thanks to the Bowflex Home Gym.
My name is Michael Palenko, and I'm 49 years old. I'm in the best shape of my life.
Michael strength trains with a Bowflex Home Gym.
Well, in 10 weeks, I lost 26 pounds of fat. My waist dropped from a 36-inch down to about a 30.
Call 1-800-209-FLEX for a free informational DVD.
Using the Bowflex has changed my life tremendously. I love the way I look.
Get your own Bowflex Home Gym for no money down and payments as low as $14 a month, and your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Get a Bowflex, get your own Bowflex body. That's how it works.
Be strong, be fit, be Bowflex. For a free DVD, call 1-800-209-FLEX. That's 1-800-209-FLEX. Or go to buybowflex.com.
On approved Bowflex credit card purchases, monthly payment is 1.5% of the purchase plus any late fees. The number of months you pay and total amount of minimum monthly payments depends on additional purchase and account balances. Individual results will vary. Full refund, the shipping and handling. Call for complete details.
Start your day the liberal way with Bill Press.
Okay, here's the latest. We got to support the war in Iraq, says George Bush, because it's part of the war on terror. Get out of here. The war in Iraq has nothing to do with the war on terror. In fact, Iraq is a huge distraction from the war on terror because it takes resources away from the true enemy, which is Al-Qaeda. So don't believe George W. Bush. Believe me.
The Bill Press Show, 6 a.m. East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
So this poor guy, Seth Stein, who was jumped. What if the guy had, like, broken his neck? What would American Airlines be saying then? You could have hurt somebody. He's now spending all this extra money because now he's only going to fly business class. Although, I don't know what that means, because if he had flown business class, he would have still had a suntan, gone to pee, and had an iPod. So the same guy could have seen him. So American Airlines, after they decided not to send him money, they said it had done everything possible to try, he's suing their ass, to try to protect him. And the letter said, unfortunately, as in any public gathering, there may be occasions when a conflict arises between people or when one individual's actions bother another. Yeah, like when somebody garrots you. As our crew members may not always be witness to the inappropriate acts of a particular passenger, there may be a limit to what our crews can do to improve behavior that is perceived as a nuisance. But in the meantime, the fake policeman, and I have great trust in a pilot who a person goes, I'm a policeman, and what, shows a badge or something? Is that enough? I think from now on you should ask to see more ID. Because obviously this guy was crazy. You know, the one who garroted the architect. I mean, what is going on in this world? I just don't understand. You know, when they go, oh, isn't that wonderful? The terrorists will never take over another, but it'll all be like Flight 93. No, it won't, because Flight 93 was a flight of fancy, because it never happened, because it got shot down, because that whole story. And I want somebody to look into what's with these school shootings every week. Doesn't that strike you as a little bizarre? There are no school shootings for years. You know, they're every year or so. And now they're happening like every 5 seconds. Not to mention that guy in San Francisco that ran all those people down a few weeks ago. Something creepy is going on. Oh my God. If we make it until tomorrow, I'll be back. I'm scared. Somebody will garrot me on the subway. Oh, that happens every day. Thank you, Garrett. Sirius Left 146, Lynn Samuels. Goodbye.
Your escape from conservative lies and deception. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today, in usually quiet Amish country in Pennsylvania.
Customers were coming in, and when they were listening to it on the radio, we're all kind of shocked. You know, now it's in your backyard.
In Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, shots were fired in a one-room Amish schoolhouse. Officers say the gunman let the boys and the adult women leave while holding just the girls hostage. This is Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Jeff Miller.
The troopers broke the windows and were able to get in, found the suspect dead on the floor of the schoolhouse. He's still in there now. In addition, we found three other students, female students between the ages of 6 and 13, that were shot and killed at the scene.
Miller identified the gunman as Charles Roberts. He had contacted his wife.
He had left notes for her and the children to explain his actions. And he said that the police are here, but I'm not coming home. He told her he loved her, and that was it. And shortly thereafter is when the shooting commenced.
Miller says Roberts was apparently getting revenge for something 20 years ago. He would not say what that might be. A lockdown has been lifted at two schools in North Las Vegas, Nevada. Police have given up the search for a teenager who brought a gun to campus. The teen took off. The gun was later found not far from the school. House Speaker Dennis Hastert isn't mincing words about what he thinks about the email exchanges between former Congressman Mark Foley and some congressional pages.
Vile and repulsive, Ed, it's both to myself and to my colleagues.
Hastert says Foley would have been a former congressman no matter what.
When they were released, Congressman Foley resigned, and I'm glad he did. If he had not, I would have demanded his expulsion from the House of Representatives.
Foley has admitted he has an alcohol problem and is going into rehab. Police in London say Prime Minister Tony Blair was at home when a man with a big kitchen knife jumped a back fence at number 10 Downing Street. The man was finally pinned down by police. They say Blair was never at risk. Wall Street nowhere near a record. The Dow is down 5 points. This is AP Radio News. Rock and rap play a part in two cases at the Supreme Court.
Former Kiss guitarist Vinnie Vincent, who wrote this song, has lost a Supreme Court appeal in a dispute with his ex-bandmates over royalties. The justices declined to consider lower court rulings that dismissed Vincent's claim that he's owed money for his contributions to the 1983 album Lick It Up. At the same time, the justices have passed on reviving a libel suit against two Philadelphia newspapers by a now-dead critic of violent rap lyrics. Cedar Loris Tucker sued after the papers reported her sex life had been hurt by the stress of having her name rhymed with an obscenity in a track by rapper Tupac Shakur. John Belmont, Washington.
Keeping on the music theme, Farm Aid raised more than $1.5 million over the weekend. John Mellencamp and Dave Matthews were among the artists at Camden, New Jersey for this year's Farm Aid concert. More than 25,000 people were there at the Tweeter Center. The money helps farmers in crisis. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Everyone but you, right? You can start making a profit in real estate immediately without using any of your own money. Since 1946, the legendary real estate expert A.D. Kessler has been making big money in real estate, and now he'll share with you his time-tested, proven methods in his straightforward how-to video free.
This is A.D. Kessler. Suppose I could show you a way to get rich, stay rich, and enjoy being rich for the rest of your life with creative real estate. Is there any reason why you wouldn't listen? Call right now, and I'll send you my free video on how to make $130,000 a year, doing only one deal a month without using any of your own money.
Call 800-305-6194 now, and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now, doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way, with no cash down. Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-305-6194. Create the success you deserve. Call 800-305-6194.
four.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? If so, American Tax can help you settle for less than you owe. American Tax's experienced tax professionals have settled thousands of cases nationwide and are standing by to help you stop bank levies, wage garnishments, unbearable payments, and remove penalties and interest on back tax bills. American Tax can get you what you want and need. So call today, 800-TAX-HELP. That's 800-829-4357. Remember, your past tax debts will not go away by themselves, but American Tax's staff of tax attorneys, practitioners, and enrolled agents will work to get you the best possible settlement according to IRS guidelines. Again, IRS and state tax debt will not go away on its own. So stop making those unbearable payments and call 800-TAX-HELP. That's 800-829-4357. American Tax. 800-TAX-HELP. 800-829-4357. Get your tax debt settled today.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-550-3923. 1-800-550-3923. 1-800-550-3923.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Hope you had a great weekend. Boy, the Twins did. This part of the country, they're going nuts. Good to have you on board, folks. Going to have a great week right here on the Ed Schultz Show at 1-877-WE-GOT-ED. Interesting little fraternity they got going, isn't it? Let's see, Foley raising money for George Allen. Well, if they don't insult your kids, they might try to abuse them. I mean, what? It never ends. It never ends. Not a good day to take calls on a talk show if you're a conservative. Boy, it's been interesting listening to them try to defend this one. There is no defense. And it's been interesting watching all of this unfold through the weekend when we were talking about this on Thursday and Friday and told you how this was going to be played out. And Hastur, it's all about leadership. It's all about power and control. The climate of the country, when they found out about Foley, was no different than the climate of the country politically right now. They've known for a year that this midterm was going to be a chance to desperately turn things around in America as far as Democrats, progressives, and liberals are concerned. Every seat counts. And it was almost this guy, Foley, is coming from the wink and nod culture. Well, we know he's doing it, but just tell him to cool it a little bit. And then there's the comparisons to Clinton. And then there's the righty talking heads out there on the networks telling us, well, the Democrats did things too. No. Not with 16-year-olds. This is not about being inappropriate. This is about a question of legality. Foley had no choice but to get out. This page system was nothing but a stable of opportunity for this guy. It's interesting to look at Dennis Hastert's website. He claims to keep children safe in cyberspace. Yeah. How the hell are they going to protect the country when they can't protect 16-year-olds in Washington, D.C.? bumper sticker. We've screwed everyone else. Why not your kids? I know that there's a sense of comedy that goes with this, because that's the nature of who we are as Americans. But when it gets down to the brass tacks of it, everything that we've seen unfold with the conservatives in power, and absolute power, and power and control, and keeping power, this is just the same old stuff, folks. They knew, and they did nothing about it. They ran it up the food chain. It didn't catch the attention of anybody, allegedly. Well, the fact is, they knew how serious it was, but they were hoping that it wasn't going to go any further. Here's my question. If this goes back...